Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the world famous Officer Rick, Trucker Rick from Livingston County. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, brother, I needed to have you on the show real quickly. You started Missy's weight loss program just a couple days ago, and You've been texting me your screenshots of your scale, and what did you start off at? How much did you weigh when you started the program on Monday?
I wasn't prepared for this.
Well, come on, brother, get with the program.
252.3.
Yep. And how much did you lose on the very first day?
What was it? Not quite 4 pounds.
3.9. Yep, you texted me that. And then the second day, how much did you lose?
I believe it was a bit more because I'm down to two. Well, I'm sorry, the second day? Second day, well, yeah, that was
4.5.
So I went down the first day, I went down to 248.4. And then this morning I was 243.9.
Unbelievable, brother. Almost 9 pounds. Close to it, yeah. 8 and some change. Hey, let me ask you this. How do you feel?
I feel fine.
Are you hungry?
I mean, you know, like the fasting, you know, and I've always, I guess, kind of gotten a little hungry sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's not, like, bad. I mean,
You're fasting because you're not having breakfast anymore.
I'm not having the breakfast. And then, you know, at lunchtime, I eat. It's actually quite a bit of food. And then the same thing for dinner. I mean, so I'm not starving to death by any means.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Are you getting cravings at night because you're accustomed to having a bowl of ice cream or milk and cookies or a piece of cake, something like that? Are you having those sweet cravings at night?
Last night, I kind of felt like I could go for some chocolate.
There you go. And so you ate an apple.
Well, I had an apple last night.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm resisting all the temptations. Yesterday, I was driving down the road, and I'm like, I'm a little hungry. Maybe I should pull in and get a Culver's. And I thought, you dummy, you can't eat none of that for 40 days.
40 days, you're on the 40-day program. How much do you want to get down to?
Well, I originally told him 30 or 40 pounds is what I told him I'd like to lose. So
okay, all right. So starting at 252, so maybe get down to almost what I weigh. I'm down to 207. You're looking at probably 210, 212 maybe?
Yeah, or, you know, somewhere in there. Definitely.
When's the last time you've been 210?
It was after I had my surgery and I starved to death back in, like, 2017. I couldn't eat nothing for, oh, God, like a month. I was eating, like, chicken broth, and I starved myself to death. I got down to 199.
Whoa.
And it was it was really weird because after I, you know, I was eating food again and that.
Yep.
I could eat anything, and I wouldn't put on weight.
Yeah, it's because you reset your brain. Your hypothalamus locked you in at 199, 200 pounds, and you couldn't gain weight no matter what.
So at about 6 months when I went on vacation,
and
bam, I just started putting on weight. It's just been happening ever since.
Ever since, brother. All right, man. Well, appreciate the field report. Good luck with the program. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Bye.
Officer Rick, 2 days down almost 9 pounds. We'll be
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Greatly appreciate Rick telling us about his experience. 2 days in the program with Missy, down 8.4 pounds. But Rick, I know you're listening on the Simple Radio app, and I got to tell you, I got you beat. 9.9 pounds in 2 days. Yes, sir. 6.3 pounds, folks, the first day. 3.3 pounds the second day. 0.1 pounds short of 10. I was like, why didn't I drink more water? So greatly appreciated him coming on, talking about it. Again, we're referring, of course, to TruckerRandyHealth.com. That's the website that Missy owns, that she has put up tracking my journey with her since April 23rd. 296.9, 297 pounds. I had a pair of 50-inch waist, washed-out cargo pants on, and a triple X shirt. When you go to that website, you'll see me standing in front of a clock in my bare feet. I took off my shoes and socks to stand on her scanning machine down there at her office in Battle Creek. That big clock behind my shoulder there is on her wall in her office in the reception area. And I got scanned, and then she took my picture. Yep, look at my face. Look at my belly. She took a picture straight on and then sideways. She said, don't stick out your belly. Don't suck it in. Just relax. I did. She took the picture. And you wouldn't you know it, that darn girl, she put it on the website, her website. I don't own that website. She does. And then here at the home studio, Vicky took a picture of me 4 months and 4 days later, straight on and sideways. And sure enough, Missy cropped those and put those together side by side, front straight on shot, side by turned sideways, and 4 months and 4 days, April 23rd to August 27th. I was down 80 pounds. I weighed 217. Today I'm down another 10 because I went back into fat burn for a while, and I'm locked in at 207, 90 pounds down. My doctor said that she wants to do blood work on me again. She wants to check for my cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, HDL, the good and bad cholesterol, all that kind of stuff. But she also wants to look at vitamins, any deficiencies I may be having. She said, because when you lose that much weight that quickly, your body changes. Oh, yeah, it changes all right. Absolutely changes. So greatly appreciate her in the program. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and check it all out. Then fill out the form and get on the program today. Let's see. Phyllis, totally proud of you, Vicky and Rick. It's a journey. Yep, it is. Men lose the weight faster than the women. Yes, we do. Absolutely, we do. And one of the reasons for it, I think I figured it out, because Vicky and I were talking about this. She's older than me. She has some heart issues. She's in AFib. She's had a heart attack. She had congestive heart failure back in January of last year, almost died. We rushed her to the hospital. They cleaned out her two stents that she had. They were blocked 94 and 92%. Her blood oxygen was down to 58 when I got her in the emergency room. They thought she was dead and rushed her to a heart institute, had major surgery, rooted out the stents, put in medicated sleeves, and added a third stent, and she could breathe when she woke up. And I said, that's it. We are going to lose this weight. God, please put something in our lives to make it happen. And he did. Prayers were answered. And Missy came to us and told us what to do. So it's that simple. I got a story sent to me this morning by actually Roxanne Dufort, the chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republican Party. This comes to us out of the Bible, Psalms 57, 1 through 11. The NIV version of the Bible, Psalms 57, 1 says, "Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." Our country, our state, our communities are going through disasters right now. We have a civil war going on within the Michigan Republican Party. Good versus evil. It's everywhere. It's in our school boards. It's in our schools. The kids are being taught things that we don't necessarily agree with. But it doesn't matter, because once you drop your kids off or they get on the bus, you don't own your kids anymore. For the next 8 hours, the state does. Interesting little farmer's story. My wife and I operate a small farm. One evening, we were away from home when we received a call from a neighbor who told us that one of our cows was having her calf out in the pasture. The time immediately after birth can be dangerous for both the mother and the newborn, since both are weak and the birth process often attracts predators. It was dark when we got home. After getting out our flashlights, we headed out to the pasture. We were rewarded with the sight of a healthy newborn calf lying next, right beside its mother. But we also found another very interesting thing. All of our llamas, as well as our livestock guardian dog, were standing in a circle surrounding the mother and the newborn calf. Right there, the llamas and the dog provided comfort and protection to the vulnerable cow and calf. As we moved the cow and her calf to the shelter of the barn, we were escorted by the llamas and the dog. They continued to surround us as we were carrying the calf, and the mother was walking very, very slowly back to the barn. For me, that was a memorable illustration of the protection and refuge God provides all of his creation. We may not face the same physical threats that our livestock potentially had that evening, but we do face fear. We face worry, temptation, loneliness, and grief that constantly preys on our relationships with God. When I look back at difficult times in my life, I can see specifically God provided protection and comfort, and often in the form of total support from fellow Christians. Just as the llamas and the dog provided that protection and comfort to the cow and her newborn calf, God provides protection and comfort to us. So a very simple prayer. Our Father God, thank you for the many ways you comfort and protect us, especially when we're vulnerable. Help us always, Father, to find our refuge in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And I started thinking about this after Roxanne sent it to me this morning. And I started thinking about the situation. The situation that we find ourselves in right now today. You see, we worry, we're concerned. We've picked sides. We are in a situation where basically, we feel like we're at war. No, we're not shooting each other. Thank God, not yet. Hopefully it will never, ever, ever come to that in our lifetime, our children's lifetime, or our grandchildren and great-grandchildren's lifetime. Vicky and I have a brand new great grandbaby, GGB, little Emmy. And by the way, our granddaughter, Ashley, has put on a Detroit Lions onesie for every single game since she's brought Emmy home. We call her our Detroit Lions good luck charm. That's what we believe anyway. Looking forward to the game on Sunday. Tampa Bay is coming to Detroit for game two, and it's going to be a good one. 3 o'clock on Sunday. After church, can't wait. But here's the bottom line. Even though we may be divided, even within the Republican Party, Democrats aren't. Oh, they're unified. If you're a D, they're voting for you. There's no primary challenges, nothing. You're anointed. You're the candidate. We're going to save the money in a primary unopposed, and you're going to win in November. That's their game plan for this year. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the people of the state of Michigan and the country are fed up. And they're going to come out in force and overwhelm the machines, and it's going to be a tidal wave. That's what I'm hoping and praying for, and I think it's going to happen. But if we pray to God to protect us, just like he had the llamas and the dog protect the cow and the newborn calf. Until the farmers got home, escorted them to the barn. They wanted to make sure that if there was any wolves out there, anything happening, not going to happen on our watch. God made those animals do that. If you pray and ask for that same type of protection and unity, we can come together and we can win. And they are scared to death that that's what we're going to do. Will you join us? Think about it. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.